A warm welcome to all the London lovers and walking enthusiasts out there to another journey on the London Vlogger podcast with me, Stu, where I take you on some of London's most famous and lesser known walking routes to discover the capital's history and sights. If you'd like to read all my walks, they're available at www.londonvlogger.com. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts or SoundCloud. My walk today will explore more of London's wonderful bridges, as I begin at Chiswick Bridge and take a stroll past Kew Railway Bridge and Kew Bridge. My journey will end in the picturesque and quaint Kew Green while I watch a cricket match. It's a short walk, but it'll uncover a really beautiful part of the capital along the river. My first stop on my walk is Chiswick Bridge, which opened in 1933. Located in Mortlake, the reinforced concrete deck arch bridge was designed by Sir Herbert Baker and Alfred Dryland, with it being constructed by the Cleveland Bridge and Engineering Company. The two villages of Chiswick and Mortlake, located either side of the north and south banks of the River Thames, had been linked by a ferry since the 17th century. However, in the 19th century, with the arrival of the railway and the London Underground, as well as increased ownership of cars, the populations of Chiswick and Mortlake grew rapidly. This caused congestion problems, which led to the construction of the A316 road. The new road required two new bridges to be built at Twickenham and Chiswick. In addition to Chiswick Bridge, Twickenham Bridge was built, as well as rebuilding the Hampton Court Bridge. After the construction of the bridges, this resulted in the ferry being closed permanently. The bridge is 606 feet long and carries two 15-foot wide walkways and a 40-foot wide road. At the time it was built, the 150-foot central span was the longest concrete span over the Thames. One distinct and unusual feature of Chiswick Bridge is only three of its five arches span across the river, with the other two passing over the towpath. The bridge is also famous for being the finishing point in the Oxford and Cambridge boat race. I really love Chiswick Bridge's concrete structure, which makes it look so grand and elegant. Like all the bridges I've discovered on my walks, it stands prominent along the River Thames, and with such splendour. The view from it isn't too bad either, with the natural beauty of the trees and glorious greenery on both sides of the riverbank. As you leave Chiswick Bridge, you get to enjoy a wonderful walk under the trees along the riverside path. Walking along the towpath takes you to the very unique Kew Railway Bridge. Opening in 1869, the five-wart iron lattice girder bridge was designed by J.R. Galbraith and built by Brassey & Oleglove for the London South Western Railway. The bridge was part of the extension of the railway from Acton Junction to Richmond. Given Grade 2 listed structure protection in 1983, it carries the London Overground trains between Richmond and Stratford and the District Line London Underground trains from Richmond to Upminster. It's such a quirky bridge and one of the few in London which carries only trains, not cars or pedestrians. The colour of it blends in so well with the colour of the trees and the water, which adds to its wonderful character. I'll now take a stroll along the lovely riverside onto the final of the three bridges on my journey, Kew Bridge. The first bridge on the site was built by Robert Tunstall of Brentford, who previously owned the ferry which was located on the river in Kew. The bridge was inaugurated on the 1st of June 1759 by the Prince of Wales and was opened to the public 3 days later. There was massive excitement for the opening of the new bridge, with over 3,000 people crossing over it in its first day. The original bridge was constructed with two stone arches at each end and seven timber arches in between, which was costly to maintain and consequently only lasted 30 years. In 1782, the bridge gained consent to be replaced with a new structure, which was designed by James Payne, opening on the 22nd of September 1789. By the 1890s, the second bridge couldn't cope with the weight of the traffic, and engineer Sir John Wolfe Barry was invited to assess the bridge. He suggested to build a new bridge rather than modify it. This new bridge was designed by Sir John Wolfe Barry and Cuthbert A. Brereton. The third bridge was opened by King Edward VII and Queen Alexandra on the 20th of May 1903, and it's this bridge that we see today. The bridge has also inspired many artists who have painted or drawn it, including Paul Sandbury, James Webb, and J.M.W. Turner. Like with so many of London's bridges, the stone design makes it distinct, and it's quite similar to Chiswick Bridge. The view across the River of Kew is really breathtaking, with beautiful trees either side, and you can just about see Kew Railway Bridge in the distance too. My final destination on my walk is Kew Green, which has been one of my favourite destinations that I visited in all my London expeditions. The small 30-acre triangular space has been a venue for cricket since the 1730s, with one of the earliest matches being played there between Kent and Brentford in June 1730. Kew Cricket Club was established in 1882 following the amalgamation of two local clubs, Kew Oxford Cricket Club and Kew Cambridge Cricket Club. On the day I visited, I was lucky enough to watch an actual cricket match, which was a friendly between Kew Cricket Club and Acton Cricket Club. When cricket is being played, it is so scenic, and whenever you think of village cricket, you certainly have this view in mind. It's such a quintessential and traditional British sight, a game of cricket on a village green, something you'd see on a postcard. I do love the sound of a willow bat on ball, very soothing and pleasant. The beautiful pavilion on one side, with the St Anne's Church on the south side, makes it very reminiscent of Richmond Green. Unlike Richmond Green, I have actually played on this green back in 2014 for a work cricket day for a friend. So it's one cricket ground I've ticked off my list. Well, that's all from me today, and I couldn't think of a more perfectly pleasant way to end my walk than on the cute Kew Green, basking in the sun watching cricket. Hope you've enjoyed joining me on this walk, which has seen me explore three more of London's bridges, as well as a great little treasure of Kew Green. If you'd like to get in touch with me to share any spots in London you love or any memories of visiting the capital, you can email me at londonvlogger@gmail.com. Or message me on social media. I'm at London Vlogger on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram and YouTube. Well, thanks for joining me, and don't forget to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, YouTube, Google Podcasts and SoundCloud. Until next time, I hope you stay safe and well, and I look forward to you joining me on more of my walking adventures soon.